Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the Now, live from Austin, Texas. Alex Jones.
Welcome, everyone. It is Thursday, July 14th, 2011. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am the fill-in host today, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Glad to be with you today. Alex is taking a day off from the studio here, but he's not taking the day off. I don't think Alex ever takes the day off. No one works harder than Alex Jones. He's been shooting a lot of videos lately, posting those in near real time on the YouTube channel, so check those out. He's got videos every single day. Today we have just a wealth of news for you. We're going to be breaking down the situation with, well, breaking news, tainted beef hits Japanese market. We're going to be talking about the debt ceiling. And we have a lineup, an incredible lineup of guests for you today. Remember the woman in Oak Park, Michigan, Julie Bass. She's the one who's being threatened with 90-plus days of jail time for the supposed crime of planting a vegetable garden in her own front yard. Yeah, it's a crime now to do that, to grow tomatoes and cucumbers and vegetables in your own front yard. She's going to be joining us at the bottom of this hour to tell her story and give us more details of the situation, how it's unfolding there in Oak Park, Michigan. We've got Jeffrey Smith with a GMO update in the second hour. We've got Jonathan Emord, the attorney who is one of the best attorneys on health freedom issues. He's achieved victory against the FDA on multiple occasions. He's going to be joining us in the third hour. We've got Paul Joseph Watson joining us with an update on the Libya war situation. Yes, it is a war, despite what they tell you in Washington. And we've got Aaron Dykes joining us at the top of the third hour with an update on genetically modified foods and the industrial complex that's trying to shove those down our throats. Well, let's get into some of the headlines here. I'm just going to cover them briefly. We'll get into more details on the other side of the break coming up here shortly. We've got tainted beef hits Japanese market right now. Japan has realized, oh my goodness, people have been eating beef that's radioactive. It has up to 7 times the level of radioactive cesium that is allowed by law. And it has been sold into the food supply. Remember when we warned about this? Remember? Right here on the show, Alex was warning you about this. We were talking about this. The food supply is tainted with cesium. It's not an exaggeration. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's physics. Cesium is in the food supply, and it's in the beef in Japan that is now being consumed. In fact, they say this is from the Wall Street Journal. It says that some of the beef has already been consumed, Japanese government officials said. Oops. There's no way to undo that, I suppose. Radioactive beef, we call it pre-cooked beef. You don't have to microwave it as much as you normally do. Imagine what's in the food that they're not telling you about. I mean, this is the stuff they're admitting publicly. Imagine what they're not admitting. It's not just the radiation. It's also the GMOs. It's also the chemical preservatives. It's also the artificial food colors that we know cause behavioral disorders in children. It's many other contaminants that aren't even listed on the label. So many things in the food that they won't tell us about. It's amazing when they ever admit something. D.C. firefighters now are being called on to help police the streets in Washington, D.C. Yes, this is an amazing new program in Washington, D.C. Firefighters and EMS personnel have been asked to park their trucks in high-crime neighborhoods, and this is supposed to prevent crime. I wouldn't park my truck in a high-crime neighborhood. Most people wouldn't. But the firefighters are being asked to, but they're not given any firearms or any training on how to deal with criminals that might come up to them in those high-crime neighborhoods. Anyway, stay with us. We're taking a short break here. We'll be right back to break this down and talk about the debt ceiling and a lot more right here on the Alex Jones Show. Come back. Talk.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in today for Alex Jones. I'm the editor of Natural News and a frequent contributor to InfoWars.com, where we break down issues like health freedom and GMOs, the chemical contaminants in your food supply, and many other issues. And before the break, we were talking about this new thing in D.C. The firefighters are being asked now to play a police role. Check this out. The city is asking them to park their fire trucks in high-crime neighborhoods, right? Because just the presence of their fire truck is supposed to somehow suppress crime in those neighborhoods. But, of course, firefighters are up in arms over this, except they don't have arms. I mean, they don't have firearms. So, but they're protesting it because, look, they don't have the firearms. They don't have the training of how to deal with criminals, with violent crime, you know, physical combat, that kind of thing. So they're not given the proper training or equipment to deal with these law enforcement situations, and yet they're being asked to play a law enforcement role. Now, this isn't the first time. Remember when the postal workers were asked to spy on Americans when they were delivering the mail? They were supposed to be on the lookout for anything suspicious and report it to the government. Yeah, because they're going house to house, why not turn them into a band of little secret police? This is what's happening in America today. Everybody who's on the government payroll is now eventually likely to be asked to play a law enforcement role. This is how police states happen. You know, and today it's the firefighters. Tomorrow it's the teachers, let's say. Or it's the people at the DMV. Maybe they're supposed to report terrorism. In fact, I think they were already asked to do that. But firefighters, a union spokesperson for the D.C. police says, quote, "I think this is a disaster. You're putting untrained, unsupervised, unequipped firefighters in some of the most dangerous neighborhoods in town to perform a law enforcement function." I mean, what are they supposed to do? Fight back with their hatchets and fire hoses? Turn on the fire hose, Bob. We've got an armed gang approaching our fire truck. I think they're likely to get their fire trucks jacked. look, there's a fire truck rolling around D.C., and there's no firemen in it. Somebody took that for a joyride. Moving on, Apple pays a South Korean user compensation over the iPhone tracking. Wow, okay. Remember when we were told there was no tracking going on, and that was just a crazy conspiracy theory? What tracking? What are you talking about? These are just cell phones, and they're not even bad for you. They don't even cause cancer. Nothing wrong with cell phones. Load them up. Use them on both sides of your head at the same time. Who cares? Make your head into a giant toaster oven. It's all fine. Now it's come out that the tracking is happening. It has come out that the phones actually synchronize with the Apple servers, and they upload tracking information about which cell phone towers you're connected to every hour of the day. So now they've agreed to the first payout ever from Apple Inc.'s Korean unit to pay compensation to a user. And the compensation is for collecting location data without consent. Aren't they doing that to us all? if they're going to pay a South Korean user some compensation, what's going to happen in the U.S.? What if everybody who uses an iPhone asked for compensation? Company would be in some trouble. By the way, related to Apple, there's another story, and we posted this earlier today. There's a guy, a young guy, who sold a kidney in order to buy an iPad. Yeah, he sold a kidney. This is in China. And I think he got something like $3,000, roughly, for his kidney, one of his kidneys. And he went to a hospital. They surgically removed it because, you know, the organ trade is quite a prolific and very profitable system throughout China. The whole black market of organ trading is just, that's a whole nother show right there, actually. And that goes on in the U.S. too. It's not just China. There are organs being traded all over the place, in the U.S. market and in Canada as well. Whole nother story. But this young guy sold his kidney for $3,000 to buy an iPad, and now he's having health problems. Go figure, you know. Your kidneys are in there for a reason, folks. Your gallbladder is in there for a reason. I always hear these stories about people having their gallbladder removed because they have some pain in their side, and the doctor says, no big deal, let's just take it out. We take it out all the time. It's routine. Everybody does it. Just take it out. And they don't even tell you what it's for. Like, oh, you might need some digestive enzymes to digest some dietary oils if you're missing that part, that function. Every organ has a function, you know, the liver, the heart, the gallbladder, and yes, the kidneys as well. And if you're missing those organs, something's wrong. I don't think an iPad can compensate for that. I don't think you can download an iPad app that's going to clean the junk out of your blood like your kidney does. Doesn't work that way. Moving on. The debt ceiling today. This is a big issue. And by the way, for those of you just joining us, I'm filling in for Alex today. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, happy to join you. Just in case you didn't recognize who's talking. Who is this? I'm not Alex Jones. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining us. And we have an action-packed show for you today. Lots of guests lined up. We're going to have, in fact, Julie Bass at the bottom of the hour. She's the woman in Oak Park, Michigan, who's being threatened with jail time for growing her own garden. We're going to get to her later. Obama walkout linked to debt panic ploy. That's the headline on Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson, he's got a great story on there. Check out Infowars.com today for the breaking news on this. The debt ceiling issue is coming to a head. August 2nd, that deadline is coming right up, and people are starting to panic out there in the U.S. That is, I should say, people who don't know what's going on. People who don't really listen to the Alex Jones show because they're too busy to be informed. They don't know what's going on, so they're starting to panic. And Obama said, hey, look, August 3rd, we don't know if we can even send out the checks. That's right. All those Social Security checks going out. How many tens of millions of people are on Social Security checks and other checks? It's not just Social Security. It's also veterans checks. We're not sure if we can even send those out. That's got some people in a panic. So now Obama is in this crazy game of financial chicken with Congress. And in this game, Obama doesn't even admit that Congress is the entity in government that's supposed to control all the finances. Remember that? Congress controls the purse strings, and Obama and the executive branch of government simply carries them out. Well, that seems to be going by the wayside all of a sudden, because the executive branch wants to invoke all of these crazy... Remember the stuff from, this strange segment in the 14th Amendment that was used in the Civil War reparations? Wants to invoke that to make us raise the debt ceiling and go deeper into debt. Well, anyway, Obama walked out, and now the Republican leaders are... they're playing that chicken game with him too. Look, folks, this is all theater, okay? They're going to reach some kind of agreement before August 2nd. You can be sure of that. They're going to reach something. This is just jockeying for position. This is political posturing. This is everybody's trying to say, we're not going to back down. But eventually they will have to, because if they don't reach an agreement before August 2nd, in fact, they need to reach it well before August 2nd so that the government can actually get organized enough to send out the checks on August 3rd. So they will reach an agreement, because if they don't, on August 3rd, guess what's going to happen? The U.S. credit rating could be downgraded. In fact, Moody's is now, this is in Bloomberg, Moody's places U.S. on review for downgrade as debt talks stall. Moody's. Finally, look, the U.S. has a AAA debt rating, which it should be junk bond status as of right now, and they're threatening to downgrade them just slightly, just a little bit, from the AAA super wonderful rating down to something slightly less than super wonderful. That's what the threat is all about. Well, the U.S. can't afford that, because if its debt rating was downgraded all of a sudden, it would cost more money to borrow money. But what's the point anyway? Because the Fed just keeps printing more money, more quantitative easing, which is really just a code word for creating more fiat currency that's devaluing the value of your dollars, the dollars that you're depending on from Social Security, from your paycheck, from your retirement fund, whatever it might be. Those dollars are becoming increasingly worthless every single day. It's like Alex said on the show earlier this week. Sure, you may get your Social Security check after August 3rd, but it's not worth as much anymore. Guess what? The joke's on you. Ha ha. You got your check. It still has the same numbers on it, but those numbers don't mean half as much anymore. That's where it's all heading. In the near future, if the Fed keeps on printing money, you could be getting your Social Security check. They could add a couple of zeros on the end of it, and you could still maybe buy a few loaves of bread and put a few gallons of gas in the tank, and that's about all it's going to be able to handle. Because the dollars themselves are increasingly worthless, thanks to the Fed, thanks to these cowards in Congress and in the executive branch who don't tackle the real issue, which is eliminating the debt, which is bringing down government spending, which is cutting government by as much as 80%, I think. Let's cut it down to where we can actually afford a government so that we can actually pay our way and not go deeper into debt. They don't want to do that. Obama wants to raise taxes. Well, what's the point? What's the point? If they raise taxes, they're just going to find another way to spend those trillions. Going to spend it. You think that's going to come back to you as some kind of savings down the road? You think they're going to invest that in something that's going to help you? Not a chance. It's just going to be spent and wasted away on more government programs. And then 2 years down the road, the government will be broke again. And then they'll say, guess what? We're broke again. And if you don't give us another couple of $1 trillion in taxes, we're not going to be able to pay our way. So it's one emergency after another. They keep milking us for more and more dollars as the government remains in a state of bankruptcy. Stay with us here on the other side. We'll be talking about Julie Bass in Oak Park, Michigan. Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends tomorrow. Hurry, call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653 or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends tomorrow.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Welcome back, friends, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host today, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of Natural News, and frequent contributor to Infowars.com on issues like health freedom and GMOs, many others. We've been talking about the debt ceiling in the last segment, and I've got some freaky news for you here today. 15 examples that show many Americans have become desperate. They will do just about anything for money. This is from The Economic Collapse, and this is posted on InfoWars as well. Check this out. You're not going to believe this. In Utah, a 28-year-old man is offering to be hunted. He's offering to be human prey for hunters for the bargain price of $10,000. And for an additional $2,000, he says he will run around naked. I don't understand. Why is that an extra fee? I mean, that should be a penalty. I'm not sure that there's a big market for that kind of hunting going on, but it just shows how desperate people are. Wow, the Huffington Post is reporting that there's an epidemic of air conditioning thefts all across the country. Remember when they used to steal the air conditioning for the air conditioning unit? Now they're just stealing it for the copper in it. You've got thieves all across the country bringing down the power grid in local communities just because they want to steal the copper wire. No kidding, copper's going sky high. And alongside that, by the way, this whole issue of minerals that you've got to mine out of planet Earth, these minerals are going to be in very short supply in the years ahead, especially the rare earth minerals. Rare earths, they are mined out of the dirtiest mines you can imagine in China, for the most part. China controls the vast majority of the global supply of these rare earth metals, and these are used in solar panels. These are used in wind turbines. These are used in electric motors. These, the metals and minerals that are the dirtiest mined metals in the world, these are used in all the so-called green energy devices. Isn't that interesting? There's a dark side of green when you get into the mines that we don't often talk about. I'm not saying solar's bad. I mean, I use solar panels. I'm not saying wind is bad. Wind is good. Wind energy is good, it's clean, but there is a supply line issue. It does depend on these rare earths that come from China. But getting back to the financial desperation of the American people, in Corpus Christi, Texas, thieves have been breaking into funeral homes to steal embalming fluid, if you can believe that. Who goes in to steal embalming fluid? Can't they just drink a lot of diet soda if they wanted that? There's formaldehyde that comes out of some of the breaking down of aspartame there. So stealing embalming fluid doesn't make any sense. Police officers, one Chicago police officer stole $50,000 from his elderly father to pay off his bills and gambling debts. That's too bad. Nothing is off limits these days. Criminals recently broke into a beauty supply store and stole $30,000 worth of hair extensions. Probably a special on those on eBay right as we speak. Look, the bottom line is that the desperation is growing out there. People are losing their jobs because the economy is in a scheduled engineered implosion. It's collapsing by design. It's designed to make people desperate, to put people on the streets, to put people on the government payroll, to put them on unemployment benefits and food stamps, because that's where people are easier to control. And the idea that individuals and entrepreneurs could go out and start their own businesses and have a successful business, that's being suppressed by things like Obamacare, right? Where the big corporations that have the inside track with big government, they get the waivers. Don't worry. If you're a McDonald's or some of these other companies, you don't have to buy insurance for your employees. But if you're an individual entrepreneur trying to create jobs in America and do something innovative, you are punished. You are financially called to task by the government. This is what's happening in America today. The regulatory environment is so oppressive. And even in the health area, we've talked about this a lot, that the cancer cures that really work, all those clinics are chased out of the country. That's why the cancer clinics that you go to today that really do the job, they're in Mexico or the Cayman Islands or other places. They're not allowed in America. Why not? Because they don't want people cured of cancer in America, and they don't want the cancer clinics to be successful in America. We could revitalize this country with health freedom. In fact, in the third hour today, we are going to have Jonathan Emord on to talk about that in more detail. He is a really amazing health freedom attorney. You probably know him. He's been on the show several times, so he's going to break that down for us. But the bottom line is they're trying to destroy us. They're trying to get our economy back down to almost zero because it creates desperation, because it creates a wage slave system. Stay with us. We're coming back with Julie Bass from Oak Park, Michigan. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger from Natural News, filling in for Alex Jones today here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for listening in. We've got a great show happening for you today. And in fact, in this segment, we are joined by Julie Bass from Oak Park, Michigan, as promised. Bringing you Julie Bass here. Let me give you a little bit of background about this situation in case you're not familiar with it. Julie Bass is being threatened with up to 93 days of jail time for the amazing crime, the crime of planting a vegetable garden in her own front yard. Yeah, we've been covering this on Natural News, and Infowars.com has articles on this as well. This is real. This is really happening in America today. The bureaucrats are out of control with suppressing food freedom. It's not just the food safety bill from last year. Remember Senate Bill 510, Food Safety Modernization Act, that allowed the FDA to come in and inspect small greenhouses and small farms and required loads of paperwork just to be able to sell your own food to your own neighbors. Now they're getting, they're suppressing the actual farms themselves, and they're going after front yard gardeners like Julie Bass. So we're going to be talking to Julie, but in Oak Park, Michigan, they have a regulation that says that front yards have to be planted with either pavement. They're okay with pavement. You could just pave your whole yard. They'd be fine with that. How beautiful would that be?
Or you have to use, quote, suitable live plant material. Suitable. That's the key operative word here. What is suitable live plant material? Now, Julie Bass, who will be joining us here in a minute, she says what's suitable is a garden. What could be more suitable? It's food. It's organic food. It's good for you. It prevents cancer. You can teach your children how to garden. How wonderful is that? It's local food. It's good for the environment. It's good for your health. It's good for everybody. It's good for the air in the city. It makes the city a more beautiful place. But Kevin Rulkowski, the city planner from Oak Park, Michigan, he has some strange dictionary from Mars. And in that dictionary, he says, suitable means common. He quotes Webster's dictionary. That's not in Webster's dictionary. Suitable doesn't mean common. Suitable means appropriate. Like it's an appropriate garden or an appropriate live plant for your front yard. Now, it's not just Kevin. It's also the neighbors, these whiny neighbors that complain about people like Julie. These neighbors, they have nothing to do. They're pathetic. All they do is look over the fence and complain about somebody next door doing something that they don't like. It's just unbelievable. And anyway, joining us today to talk about this is Julie Bass. Julie, are you with us? Can you hear us, Julie?
Yep, I sure can.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us today. Now, can you break this down for our listeners who may not be familiar with the situation? I gave the intro there, but did I leave anything out? Hey, give us the rundown of what's going on.
I think you had a pretty good summary. The only thing I do want to correct is my neighbors are actually awesome. My neighbors are super, and they're supportive, and they're friendly, and our neighborhood is really close-knit, and our neighbors have really been terrific. So it's not any, you know, bad, whiny neighbor or anything who's causing us problems.
That's great to hear. Well, who called the city and had them dispatch the enforcement officers? Who was that?
So we don't know that anyone actually even did call the city, if they were just driving by. What we were told originally by the code enforcement person was that he was following up since I had spoken to the technical and planning director, Kevin Rulkowski, who you pointed out. I had spoken to him about what we wanted to do, and we went back and forth about whether he could find anything or not. And the planning director told me that he couldn't find anything about vegetables specifically or gardens specifically, but he knew you could do decorative planting, but he would keep checking about the vegetables. So we went ahead and did decorative planting meanwhile, and then the code enforcement person came, and he said he was following up with us from my conversation to the planning official. So it could be, you know, people have said, oh, you brought this on yourself by trying to ask permission. But, you know, we were just trying to go through the proper channels and do the right thing, and I'm not really sure why the city is coming down on us.
Well, what would they say if you planted decorative cabbages? You know, the colorful cabbages that you see used in cities as decorative plants, they're edible. They could be, you know, your cabbage salad or whatever, coleslaw.
Yeah, so we actually have, things are out there flowering. We've got zucchini flowering and tomatoes flowering and cucumbers flowering. They don't really care whether it's pretty or not pretty at this point. They have cited the vegetables in the warning. They very clearly wrote in, no vegetables in front yard space must relocate. And then the actual ticket, what they cited us for, even though the language says, other, you know, no, has to be other suitable live plant material, what they actually wrote on our citation is vegetables in front yard, and that's what the misdemeanor charges.
We have vegetables. But that's not in the regulations even for the city. They don't have anything against vegetables written in there. They just say suitable live plant material, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How do they get to being anti-vegetable?
You know, I don't know. Maybe Kevin Rulkowski had some really traumatic childhood experience with a broccoli or something. somebody, you know, got hit in the head with a tomato. I'm not sure. But they have decided that suitable means not vegetable.
All right. So in their minds, so they're making a subjective decision of what they think is beautiful. Uh-huh. What if the city passes a code that says you can't wear non-beautiful shirts?
Yeah, so we probably would get ticketed for that as well, because I don't know if Kevin Rulkowski has the same taste as I do in wardrobe.
Exactly.
That's exactly the problem, is these very ambiguous, you know, code things, and then they expect people to follow code, but nobody really knows exactly what they mean, so it leaves the city room to just harass you at will if they decide that they have something against you.
Now, were you aware of how much tyranny is present in even local government. Before this happened, I mean, did you follow anything about what's happening with the government and our freedoms and our rights? Or did all of this just sort of happen for you spontaneously out of this gardening situation?
You know, I follow politics in a general sense. I have some sense of what the federal government is doing. On a local level, though, especially a little city like Oak Park, we've always had very friendly relations with everybody. We wave at the police when they drive by. You know, everybody smiles. Everybody's polite. It's very, very small town Midwesty. So to have something like this where it just turns into this ugly, ugly mess, that's something I never, ever would have anticipated.
Yeah, and you, just in your defense, too, you weren't trying to make a big national issue of this. This sort of exploded outside of your control, right?
Yeah, we actually were. I mean, like I said, we called the city before we did anything. We tried to be 100% in compliance with what they told us originally, which was decorative plantings are allowed. Never a mention of not growing vegetables. In fact, we specifically had asked him about vegetables, and he said he couldn't find anything. So we thought we were just doing what we had permission to do. We never expected this to become a gigantic, huge, you know, polarizing issue for people like it is.
And now you're getting national coverage, not just here on the Alex Jones Show, but other media sources have been talking to you, right? Can you give us a sense of how big this story has become?
We're getting people commenting on the blog from Australia, from Tunisia, from England, from other places in Africa. We've had people from New Zealand writing in for support. We've had people from Scandinavia.
What about the U.S. media? Are they covering this?
They really are. We're getting calls every day. My kids are joking that, you know, they're fighting over who gets to be the secretary next and take messages. But pretty much every single day now is juggling between doing interviews, taking phone calls, responding to emails, going on different shows. You know, people really, a lot of people are invested in this issue from different standpoints. You know, we've got the gardening people and the sustainability people and the water conservation people and the environmental people and the freedom people. And, you know, everyone sees part of their own issue encapsulated in what we're doing.
Right. Isn't that cool? And by the way, you're really well-spoken, Julie, and I hope that you realize what an important role you are now playing in the food freedom movement. And I think that's the key issue. It could be environment, it could be local food, but food freedom is really a big part of it. But you're doing a great job. And can you give out your blog address so people can stay informed about you?
Sure. It's oakparkhatesveggies.wordpress.com.
All right, let me repeat that. oakparkhatesveggies.wordpress.com. Maybe we can bring that up for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But you're doing a great job, Julie, and I'm really glad that you found the courage to just stand up and speak out on your truth. Are you going to take this to a different level now? Maybe do public speaking? Maybe write a book about it? What's your plan?
My plan is to give my kids a lot more attention than they've been getting. My plan is to try to, you know, do some homemade baked goods so the kids can stop eating junk food. My plan is really just to put my life back together as soon as the city takes the pressure off. I'm happy to go back to just being regular suburban mom.
Now, in the meantime, you are still facing a court date.
Yes.
You are facing potentially 93 days in jail?
Mm-hmm.
That still hangs over your head. Is there any indication that the Oak Park City officials are going to back off of this, or are they just driving it out of ego now?
Well, I did read something from another source. I can't remember where, but the mayor did tell somebody he doesn't want me to do jail time, which is really nice and really sweet. I don't know if the mayor actually has anything directly to do with the court system or not. It's my understanding that it's separate branches of government, but, you know, at least it was nice of him to make that statement so I can say, here's one more person who wants me to stay out of jail.
Well, what an incredible idea. I mean, maybe the mayor's on your side. I don't know where your mayor stands on this issue, but just to make that statement to say we don't want you to have jail time,
mm-hmm.
because you're facing it. I mean, jail is taking away all of your rights. Jail is a place where you have no Bill of Rights.
Right.
You don't have freedom of speech. You don't have freedom of movement. You don't even, I mean, your garden would die out of neglect, and that would make it look even worse, which would make the city look worse.
Right.
How do they think throwing you in jail is going to help Oak Park look better?
You know, I think that at first it happened so quickly, they didn't really think about having Oak Park look better. I think they just were very focused on trying to bully me into taking the garden away and trying to intimidate me. And, you know, when the warning didn't work, then they issued the citation. And when the citation didn't work, we had the court date. And when the court date didn't work, they said, you know, it's a misdemeanor sometimes just to get us to be quiet and stop talking to the media and to just be intimidated and going away.
But you wouldn't back down.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, I've been taught to stand up to bullies, and that's what we're trying to do.
Good for you. And by the way, I remember Kevin Rutkowski saying, I think on a Fox interview, he said he was saying that you asked for the trial. It's all your fault. You asked for the trial. Yeah. What an incredible spin. Can you explain that?
Sure. I mean, when we were in court and the judge was explaining that in most communities what we're doing would only be an ordinance violation, but in Oak Park it actually is a misdemeanor where we're going to need to have a trial. And she said we could either have a trial in front of just the judge or we could have a trial by jury. And I said, okay, we'll take the jury, please.
Sure.
And they've turned that into me asking, you know, like somehow I went and knocked on the courthouse door and said, hey, could you guys take me to trial for something? Could you guys, you know, give me a trial? I really want to be persecuted by the city. I don't have enough to do. So it's kind of absurd, but.
Well, that's what he makes it sound like. He makes it sound like you're the one who wanted to go to trial. How dare you? How dare you not give in to our regulatory enforcement? You should take our deal and put your head down and kiss our boots and walk away and stop asking for a trial by your peers.
Right, pretty much. I mean, I don't even know how they could credibly spin it so that, you know, I don't know how a citizen would just go to the court and ask for a trial about nothing. You know, the city has to accuse, the city has to bring charges, the city has to initiate all of the actions, and yeah, we're not doing too much boot kissing, so I guess that's really making them upset.
I guess it is. Do you have any idea how many emails or phone calls the city planner's office of Oak Park has been receiving? We've had some word of that, but maybe you have more inside information.
I know on one of the days that the media spoke to them, somebody said that they had received 2,000 phone calls. I know that they're getting thousands of emails. I know that for a time, their email system was just bouncing back emails. It wasn't even accepting any new emails. I know that the phone system is either a lot of times busy or off the hook. People can't get through. And we had a friend who went into City Hall, and it was the secretaries just sitting there, and they said all of the officials were behind closed doors, not talking to anybody, and they said that the secretaries should just deal with it. So, you know, if people want to do something, they should send some cupcakes to the secretaries or something for trying to do such a great job in the face of so much publicity.
Yeah, well, isn't it interesting? The city officials now, they're circling the wagons, shutting the doors.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to be conversations in secret. They're still plotting against you. You know, if they had any sense of public relations, I mean, if they had any experience at all, they would issue an apology, they would back down, and they would make this a non-news issue, and it would fade away in 24 hours.
Right. It's, you know, all along, there's been people, very few, but there have been people who said, I'm just looking for 15 minutes of fame, or I'm just looking to, you know, make myself a household name, and really
to
be further from the truth. Really, if the city hadn't been pushing this at every step of the way and adding fuel to the fire, this would all have just gone away. My neighbors would just be helping us in the garden. We would just be eating fresh vegetables, and everyone would be happy. So it's really been the city the entire time.
That's right. The city is pushing this agenda, and they're angry that you didn't give in, and now they're going to try to prove that they're in control.
Right.
You know, how dare you stand up to their regulatory rules, which aren't even rules. It's not even written that you can't have vegetables. They're just making this up. They're making it up as they go along.
And that's what I'd really like people to remember, you know, when they're debating the correctness or the wrongness or anything. It's just that there's actually no rule that I'm violating. There's nothing that I set out to do wrong. It wasn't meant to be an act of civil disobedience. Their own rules really don't say anything about what I'm doing that would be in violation.
Well, and this is going to be, I think, a national issue. And those of you listening today, I encourage you, grow your own food. Grow it in your backyard if you want, but grow it in your front yard if you want. Make a statement. Grow what we used to call victory gardens.
Yeah.
Exercise food freedom. You remember that? I mean, you've heard of those, right, Judy?
Yeah,
victory gardens?
Yeah, I was a history teacher, actually. Yeah, so I taught about it, and now I've had, I have a very elderly neighbor who came down the block when we first planted it. She just got this huge smile, and she said, this reminds me of the victory gardens from when I was growing up. This is so great. And she was, like, almost crying. She was so touched, and she was so excited. So, a lot of people since then have said to us, this is a victory garden. You should call it a victory garden. And I'm hoping that that's what it's going to end up being. I'm hoping it's going to be a garden that symbolizes victory.
You know what? You should. I think call it a victory garden. Call it a food freedom garden. Make the point even stronger.
Okay.
And I'm curious, by the way, do you practice organic gardening techniques, or is it a convention?
Sure do.
It's all organic, huh?
All organic.
Good for you. And you're teaching your kids how to garden?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, that's not allowed in America. You can't teach children anything that's not on the official agenda.
Yeah, apparently this is a real controversial thing. You know, they make a seed and plant it and then water it. It's just, I don't know, where will the madness end?
Oh, yeah, you know what? They don't want kids learning that stuff because then they might have their own independent food supply and they wouldn't be dependent on government food stamps.
Pretty much.
Yep, that's the issue.
Yeah.
Now, also, for those who want to take action who are listening to this, because a lot of people want to help you out and be in support, should they keep calling Oak Park, or is it just too much now?
I really have no sense of whether it's too much, not enough. I know that there's a petition online that people have been signing.
All right, Julie, we gotta take a break. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back on the other side with more with Julie Bass right here on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining us, and stay with us.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Yeah, we are back on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex. We're working on other projects today because he's a workaholic like me. Yeah, we all are. And we're joined today by Julie Bass. She is joining us by phone. She's the woman from Oak Park, Michigan, threatened with 93 days of jail time for growing a victory garden in her own front yard. Now, Julie, what's the court date? And are you going to be able to keep us informed along the way here? Because we want to cover your story and find out where this is headed.
So our next court date is July 26th. That's going to be a pretrial. And I'm pretty diligent about updating the blog. Anytime there's anything to report or anytime there's something, you know, that's happening new, I try to put it pretty soon on the blog. So, you know, if people want to follow what's going on, they're welcome to check in. I know there's also a Facebook page that my friend started, and that's just gone crazy. I hear that there are thousands of people on there all the time.
What's the Facebook tag for that?
You know, I'm not sure. I know that my husband put a link to it on the right side of the blog.
Okay.
Really, though, I guess the source for official information would kind of be the blog, because that's me writing, so that anything that's there, you know, is actually truthful and has been, you know, people can say whatever they want on Facebook, but my blog is actually me. So.
Okay, that's oakparkhatesveggies.wordpress.com.
Yeah.
Right, .com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way they're treating you, it's almost like they think you're growing marijuana in your front yard or something, isn't it?
I think actually in Michigan it's legal now to grow a certain amount of marijuana, as long as you have a medical license. So could be we'd have an easier time if we just switched over to a marijuana garden.
That's it. That's
yeah.
it. Dig up the tomatoes, plant pot,
right.
and the city will leave you alone.
Right. And, you know, my kids might be a little more mellow, so.
Wow. Oh, man. What is our country coming to? Now, are you going to actually make something special out of these Freedom tomatoes that you're growing? I mean, you could sell tomato paste on eBay for like $500 a jar now because they're famous tomatoes.
Yeah, my son kind of joked about that, and I'm just so in disbelief. This is all so surreal to me. At this point, you know, I'm hoping that we're able to grow enough so that my kids can just have some, and if we have extra, we can share with the neighbors. And I've never really had a garden before, so I think have a concept of how much produce I'm actually going to get out of the garden.
Wait a minute, this is your first garden?
We had last year a few little planter boxes, but yeah, this is the first time, which I said jokingly to my husband after we put it out in front, you know, this might have been a bad idea, because if we kill everything, it's going to be a pretty public failure.
You know, here's the thing, the food prices are skyrocketing across not just the country, but around the world.
Right.
Because we have these droughts, we have the floods, we have the crazy weather, radical things happening all over the planet.
Right.
Food prices are going up.
Right.
And what you are growing, you could probably grow $500 to $1,000 worth of vegetables in your own front yard.
I sure hope so, man. If that happens, I would be one of the happiest people. I would be so pleasantly surprised. That would be fantastic.
I mean, this is such a solution for people. People who are on food stamps, they could go out and grow half of their food needs in their own yard. I mean, I grow too. I grow gardens all the time. Been doing it for years.
Okay.
At one point, I was growing 70% of my own diet out of my garden.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That was in South America where the climate was different. But look, this is a solution for people. So why wouldn't the city come to you and say, Julie, you should be our spokesperson for healthy, happy cities?
I think the city's very much trying to stay mired in its, you know, 1954 mentality. Somebody actually wrote a really, really incorrect article that was on Time on their website and basically stressed how, but she was positive and she said, you know, Oak Park is so into conformity and it's so nice to be there because everything's exactly the same and it's so good to be there because nothing ever changes. And people commented like, ooh, that's like a separate town, you know. That's,
oh, yeah. When you drive down the road, you don't even know what road you're on because everything looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
But Julie, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Sure.
But we're going out to break here. I want to thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
And thank you for what you're doing, for your courage. And folks, check out oakparkhatesveggies.wordpress.com for an update on this situation. Julie, good luck to you. Take care. Hope to talk to you again.
You have a great day.
All right, folks, we'll be back after the break here on The Alex Jones Show.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.